It could take over a year for things to return to normal for the people of Nepal. That's according to Milton Keynes-based charity World Vision, who are helping the relief effort out there. On Tuesday, the country was struck by a second earthquake in a month. Well, earlier I spoke to David Minoz, who's in Nepal working for the charity World Vision. I began by asking him what the situation was like out there.
Well, the situation in the ground, I can tell you that after the earthquake we had on May 12th, situation changed the scenario, not only for the response, but also for the people in Nepal. People that had gone back to their houses went back into the streets afraid of more aftershocks or two, mainly because of the aftershocks. The government has reported more than 8,000 deaths and more than 16,000 people that are injured. But now the scenario has going back to how we can start rebuilding Nepal, how can we start going back into a daily, into the daily life, going back. That's not going to happen soon. Schools were supposed to open last Friday, and that has been delayed for at least two more weeks. And that's, again, because of the aftershocks and the government trying to make sure that these schools are completely secure, or the ones that have been completely damaged find a different place for children to go to school, or to start going back to classes.
And David, what about the remote areas? I can only presume that the second earthquake has made things worse.
The remote areas have also been affected. There's been a lot of reports on mudslides, and also the situation is not good for them because the roads are heavily damaged, and it's not easy for neither NGOs like World Vision or even the government to reach the areas that have been more affected to that. Also, there was another big aftershock today outside Kathmandu, which has affected most of the rural areas.
Can you tell me a bit more about what World Vision have been doing and what your plans are for the next few weeks?
Yeah, we found out that more than almost 1 million children are in urgent need of humanitarian assistance, and those either that are homeless or particularly vulnerable. And that's because, again, of the schools. What World Vision has done so far is that we have reached more than 20,000 persons who have given different supplies, especially water, mosquito nets, camps, tent camps, and also food supplies, and not only in the valley of Kathmandu, but also in other areas that have also been severely affected. In total, seven aircraft have reached Kathmandu, and that's a total of 80,000 blankets, more than 1,000 kitchen sets, more than 20,000 mosquito nets, and also hygiene kits, especially for the children. And we have also established 12 child-friendly spaces, it's a place where the children can play, but more. Further than any game, it's a place where children get psychological support so they can recover as fast as possible of this trauma, but also they can get back into the daily life. So as their parents are working on the reconstruction, World Vision is taking care of these children and making sure that they are completely safe. And again, they have all of the psychological support so they can recover faster.
So you're obviously focusing on the children. Obviously there is a huge task ahead. How long will things take to get back to any sense of normality?
To speak about normality, I think that's going to take at least 2 more months. But I wouldn't, I think for schools that's going to take at least 6 more months. 80% of the schools in Nepal were damaged, either severely damaged or damaged. So people in Nepal say that the earthquake was happened on Saturday. That was fortune for everybody, because if that had happened during a weekday, it would be a, that would have been a really, really a national tragedy. So it's going to take more than a year for people to actually go back into their daily activities, go back to their daily lives. Monsoon is coming, so there's an urgent need for everybody to make people secure in their houses. Otherwise, there will be another threat coming. As people is still sleeping outside, and that would be something that we need to work out.
David Minot speaking to me earlier.